Hello, this is the voice of Kate Miller-Heidke. I'm a singer-songwriter from Australia, and you're listening to CGEM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit.
Our astrology will prove my love, it's true. I'll never get enough of you. Endless as a desert sky, my hunger for the fire that gathers in your eyes. Shines, shining in the light.
The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
And here we are in the morning, a beautiful Thursday morning in the Windsor, Detroit area.
Well, they know we pre-taped the show, so it's not morning where we are right
but
now.
But when you're listening to it, it's a beautiful Thursday morning.
Oh, I hope it is.
Well, every morning is beautiful if you wake up on the right side
of the
bed.
It's all how you look at it, I guess.
Yeah.
What if you get up on the left side of the bed?
Then things could go awry.
Speaking of going awry,
yeah.
You got a big, huge stash. I can't stop looking at it.
I know. Your attention is drawn to my upper lip area.
It's like a big
area.
Porn stash.
It is.
I'm expecting you to like under your belt or something.
So, no, it's the Movember stash. There's a lot of guys that I know are sporting the stash.
And what is Movember?
Movember is a cancer thing, prostate cancer awareness thingamajiggy. So,
how does the stash fit into it, though?
Oh,
just little something you can do to
draw awareness to. You can also get a pledge sheet, and people pledge money to see you grow a mustache. It's like a walk-a-thon or a stash-a-thon.
Wow, a stash-a-thon.
Or, that's as we like to call it, Movember.
Movember.
Yep.
They should have called it something more like Mo is just like, you know, two letters from mustache. I mean, it should have been called Stashvember or something.
is there an O in mustache?
M-O-U-S, isn't
it? Is it M-O-U-S?
Yeah, what did you think it was?
M-U-S.
You should have a twisted thing waxed at the sides.
Oh, yeah, there's so many ways I could have went, but I know from... I used to sport a mustache for decades.
Wow.
Like when I was in high school, when I got into grade 9, I had a mustache. And then I wore it till who knows when.
What do you call the other thing you have?
Soul patch.
Soul patch?
Soul patch. I think it's from the beatnik days, like, you know, the guys who used to wear the small little black hats and used to play bongos and read poetry.
Wow.
You know, the beatniks. Mm-hmm. There's some guys that are growing those stashes, though. They got the handlebars or they got the thing coming down or, you know, there's so many ways you can do it. But I knew that I had the, from the top of the lip right up to my nose, full-blown hair.
Yeah, it's like... Wide.
It's wide. It's tall.
Tall stash.
Oh, the tall stash, please.
I sport the good old salt and pepper goatee.
I love salt and pepper on my fries.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Pull out your fries. Getting hot in here.
Yes, so take off your mustache.
Straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's happening in the world of the news?
And out of this world.
This world or anywhere else.
Sure. The Russian space program, I know, is losing or doesn't have enough money to continue.
Oh, no?
So that's an out of this world kind of thing.
It's going to be the Chinese that...
You know it, brother.
Wow.
Yeah. It's funny how that kind of thing happens, eh? It's like the fall of the Roman Empire. But anyway, that's just a story that I'm aware of as I crawl out from underneath my rock and find out what's going on in this world. What kind of news do you have there, Mr. Big JD?
One thing is that something I came across, doctors advising to cut out all wheat products.
Yeah, big
U.S. cardiologist says destructive dietary ingredient causes rashes, diabetes, colitis, and more.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know someone who has diabetes and colitis. I wonder if they eat too much wheat product.
Could be. Modern wheat is highly addictive and worse for diabetics than pure sugar.
It's highly addictive.
That's what they're saying. It's addictive. I don't know how it can be addictive. The only way that I could see it being addictive really is the fact that if you're a health nut, it's not really an addiction, but you're under the assumption or know that you have to have whole wheat. You have to have wheat products, you know what I mean? As opposed to other types of, you know, bread and things like that, you know, having whole wheat is supposed to be a good thing. And that's what we've
been taught.
Been told, sure. But the most startling conclusion is that the destructive immune response caused by gluten sensitivity also affects your brain. So there's all kinds of things wrong with this picture.
I try to, that's one thing I definitely try to keep in check. Try to only have like one serving of bread product a day if I possibly can.
Joint pain and insomnia as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I had some joint pain last night, seriously, in my hip.
What, yeah?
Yeah.
Right after a sandwich with whole wheat bread. The funny thing is, though, I mean, all of a sudden it causes everything, every problem. It just doesn't make sense to me.
The whole addictive thing, that's what makes me think, like, you always get these stories, right? There's some,
yeah,
there's always some product that comes out, whether it's beer, wine, wheat products, bacon, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, it's either the worst thing for you or, hey, rejoice everybody, bacon is really good for you. Doctors find that if you have 2 servings per week of bacon, it'll help your brain do funny things or whatever. You know, it's always, you always get these food stories that come out. Glass of wine every day is good for you.
And then all of a sudden it's not.
Right. 1.5 glasses of wine per day could kill you.
Yeah. apparently it's still good for you. So you can keep drinking the wine. And one thing this particular doctor says is, you know, the question's posed, if you have a couple of slices of whole wheat toast every morning, will you get sick? He says in answer to that question, yes, you will get sick. I eat whole wheat, organic Ezekiel bread every day.
Ezekiel bread. I love that word. That's a man's name.
I can't
barely
move anymore, but...
And I can't sleep at all because it causes insomnia.
Rashes everywhere.
Okay, this past week, it's a 2-weekend long event, and that is the Windsor International Film Festival, otherwise known as WIFF.
Ooh.
Catch a whiff of that. The 2011 edition of the Windsor International Film Festival wrapped up this past Sunday with boasts of the highest total turnout in the history of the event, which is that's a good thing. That means you can probably get money for next year's event. And more than 8,000 people came out for the 4-day lineup of films, according to the festival's executive director, Peter Cody. He said that since the first festival, attendance has been steadily growing, which is, of course, a great thing. Take This Waltz, a Canadian film featuring Michelle Williams and Seth Rogen, funny guy, opened the festival Thursday night at the Capitol Theater to a packed crowd, of course. That's cool that they can get, you know, they can premiere movies like this in Windsor at a film festival. It kind of gives them some cred, you know?
Yeah.
It's not the Toronto Film Festival, which that was kind of like a grassroots thing. It started maybe, a dozen years ago. Mm-hmm. And now everybody goes to that. Brad Pitt and...
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it's all the... Bigwigs definitely show up there. But Toronto is a huge film industry mecca.
Yeah.
I got a buddy of mine.
Another big creative area.
Yeah. He works out there as a film producer.
Okay. So this week's show topic is entertainment. Entertainment of all kinds. And just like you had mentioned in the news, the Windsor Film Festival.
Huge entertainment industry for sure. Mm-hmm. The film industry, of course, is big. And I know that in Michigan, there seems to be they want it to be like the Hollywood of the Midwest, pretty much. They're trying to attract these kind of jobs to that.
It didn't help out that they had some issues with the incentive in the last little while, but I think that's getting a little better again.
What was the incentive for filmmakers to film?
The incentive was the tax credit for people to come and film in Michigan. It was really good. The tax credit was something like 40%. Or something like that, tax break to come and film in Michigan.
Well, how does that work though? Like you come with your cameras and your crew, how do you get taxed for that as a filmmaker?
I guess on your return as a filmmaker or, you know, who's ever heading this whole thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Gets the break somehow for filming in this area.
Right. So you have your project and you'd have to submit some kind of forms and expense accounts and stuff
like
that.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
Somehow there's a big break in there for whoever's putting up the money, I guess, for the film. You know what I mean?
Right. That's awesome.
Executive producer, usually.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's one big form of entertainment. And of course, going to the show, just going to the theater to watch a film is, you know, pretty big entertainment still, I'd say.
I think they're, it has transformed from what it used to be. That's for
sure. Well, sure. To people watching more at home and watching in a different way than they used to, too, because it's not, they're not going out renting VHS for one thing, nor are they going renting DVDs anymore.
No, you're going to Netflix.ca and...
Netflix, and you have a Netflix account for what is it, $8 a month or something like that to have a Netflix account, or you're renting from an online source like iTunes or something. Through iTunes, you can rent a movie for a few bucks or whatever. Yeah. Or buy the movie, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder how many people are buying movies these days. I think still a lot of people are buying DVDs or Blu-ray.
Yeah. They like to archive that kind of stuff.
Even more so probably than buying a movie online, I would think. Wouldn't you?
As far as gross... revenue goes, I'm sure that the buying of CDs, or not CDs, DVDs and Blu-rays are definitely up there for sure.
And then there's a entertainment, like Family Fun Center Entertainment.
Family entertainment, like Kalahari and...
Kalahari? Isn't that some kind of expensive food?
No, I think it's a place, isn't it?
I'm like, thinking of calamari or something.
That's a squid or octopus or something.
Yeah, I don't like that stuff, so I don't follow what it even is. I don't like squid.
I think... what Americans
food
do,
I don't like.
They chop it up and bread it and deep fry it, and it's okay to eat after that.
I hope they're not breading it in wheat products.
That's where bread comes from, for the most part.
Zap Zone, places like that where you can go and they have indoor go-kart tracks. And actually, there's a place in Windsor, I don't know the name of it, but out on Huron Line, there's a, it might be a Zap Zone.
It is a Zap Zone.
Yeah, okay, they have a go-kart track out there. It's pretty cool. That's an outdoor one though, of course. So I don't know if they even have an indoor one, but some Zap Zones have them inside, and that's pretty cool. Be able to go ride around go-karts on an indoor track any time of the year.
Go-karts are very fun.
Yes, they are. But they're not like they used to be. I used to like the flat, like no body go-karts, the old style.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Of course they were.
The new ones are, it's not the same riding around with the body on it and everything.
But is anything the same?
No, nothing is really the same, is it? We should have a different and what remain the same type of show.
Yeah.
That would be a good idea.
Then there's going camping or adventure, like going, you know, doing stuff to entertain yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the great outdoors, hiking, camping,
exactly.
Fishing.
We were just talking about what made me think of that is we were talking about my kids going to Elora Gorge. Are you familiar with Elora Gorge?
Uh-huh.
And that's, I'm trying to think, it's the Grand River. Up near Laura and Fergus, not just a hike up from Windsor. And back in the day, we used to camp there, and you could just jump in the river with your tube and just go. Mm-hmm. And we'd jump off like 20-foot cliffs. But now it's all regulated.
Did you jump off a 20-foot cliff?
I'm going to say it was 20 feet, the one I jumped off. But there was one that was some of the daredevils.
Do you just jump in or do you dive in?
Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, just jump straight in.
Yeah, see, I couldn't do that. Whoa.
You got to know where the rocks are and where the rocks aren't, more importantly.
It'd be in my head if I did that.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
The Morning Show with Big JD and Lippo on 99.1 FM, CJAM.
Redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
And this morning we're talking about entertainment of all kinds.
Yes.
And all sorts.
You're an entertainer.
I am.
You have your clown license.
Yeah, I have a license to clown.
And you're also in a band.
Yes, I am. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. And this show airs on Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow, Friday the 18th, I'm actually doing an unplugged set at Villains Bistro for the Frickin' Zero Art Show, which is a buddy of mine.
Frickin' Zero, yeah.
And got a few acoustic groups playing there. And so I'm doing an unplugged thing, my band's material. May have my drummer come out and do some brushes and snare thing on a tune or two, but I'm doing the unplugged thing there. And then I don't know what's next. We got a new CD in the works, so trying to get that finished too. And as well, I'm in Wicked Angel as well. So we're working towards getting that next CD out. All the stuff's been shipped and I'm waiting for the CD should be out before Christmas.
Awesome.
Good stocking stuffer, Wicked Angel.
But that is also entertainment, though, as far as...
But I'm not the only entertainer here.
Oh, I entertain, too. I'm in a band as well. That's right. We're King Friday, kingfridayrocks.com. And we're just a cover band, as opposed to the lofty goals of Big JD here.
The lofty goals.
Yes, he has original...
That's a good name for a band right there, the Lofty Goals.
The Lofty Goals.
Yeah, we do all originals. We're actually throwing some... Just started working on a few old school blues things, you know, Kansas City and what else? Boom Boom and some of the old stuff, Howlin' Wolf and Willie Dixon and things like that. We're going to throw a few things together, I think.
And at Villains, that's Friday?
Friday, yeah. Friday the 18th.
And time?
That I don't know. I'm going to say after six sometime. After not sure six. When his art show thing is all taking place, but you can check Frickin' Zero Art on Facebook. Search Frickin' Zero Art. It's probably just an open page or something like that.
That's F-R-I-K, right?
F-R-I-K-I-N, yeah. Frickin' Zero Art. Yep. So, yeah. Yeah, King Friday Rocks. I had the opportunity to go out and perform a couple songs with you back in 2004.
When we were young kids.
And that was, and I was on a big hiatus. I hadn't played in, I'm going to say, about 10 years. Actually, I was doing a lot of studio recording and stuff like that still, but I hadn't gone out and played anywhere in a long time.
Oh, that's why you suck so bad.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I'm just kidding.
That was pretty good, actually. Yeah, it was awesome. It was fun.
For sure.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. It was cool to...
Well, that's why I was asking about Friday, was if you're going to do some old blues standards, I could come and blow some harp if I'm not busy.
Well, you can come and blow some harp anyway.
If I'm busy, I can't make it out, but I'd love to.
Yeah, but if you're not... come down and do something in one of my tunes or whatever. I probably won't do any of those cover tunes. I'm not ready for that yet. We just started that like 2 days ago.
It's blues, brother.
Well, I know, but I have to like sing it and whatever, you know what I mean?
Okay.
If you want to just wail some harp over top of some blues standard stuff, I'm all game for doing a jam session or something.
Maybe.
Maybe bring you up with the tune my drummer comes in and does or something and you can your thing.
Maybe.
Because you're a harp player trained by...
None other than Mr. Chill.
And Mr. Chill is?
Whose real name's Kelly Hoppy, of course, and he's from the band Big Sugar, which I just saw on Tuesday in London at the bar Norma Jean's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And in fitting in with today's show on entertainment, it's Bad Religion from Generator. Only entertainment.
Turn away, turn away from this electron bay. Turn away, turn away.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right, this week in Tech Talk, we're going to talk a bit about input devices for your computer. If you are working within Photoshop or even iPhoto or Aperture, there's some edits you can do to your photos to make them look a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And especially programs that allow you to like fix up certain areas. It's kind of hard to be very precise with a mouse, especially some mice, they're not all that precise. And you have to be very careful where you put your cursor. So there's tablets that are out there that allow you to use a stylus on it, and it's an input device for you to control the places where you want to make edits on your photos. And the better ones allow you to have pressure sensitivity, so the harder you press on the tablet, and that tablet, by the way, is not to be confused with something like the Kindle Fire or the iPad.
It's not a tablet like a mini computer or anything. It's a
totally input device for a computer. And these tablets allow you to have very precise control over the edits that you make within your image editing program. Do you know any other uses that you would have for one of those tablets, like some other programs that you might want to use that in? I know some people use them just as instead of a mouse.
Yeah, not necessarily other programs, but other uses. I mean, some of the stuff that you talk about is not totally technical, but I mean, if you want to digitally sign digital paper, like put something for your like a PDF file or in a Word document or something, you mm-hmm. can use it to write your signature in any kind of graphics program and then save that as usually a PNG file or something like that.
PNG, a GIF or JPEG, yeah.
A JPEG's okay. I mean, if it's a white background, you're fine, you know what I mean? Right. But I just mean sometimes you might want something where you have a transparent background. If you did save it as a JPEG square picture file with your signature on it, then you can drop that into a Word file, say, or something, and there you have a digital signature, so it's handy for that. Or if you wanted to actually handwrite something or on top of a photograph, say, and then save the photograph with your handwriting on it or whatever, like sure. You can do things like that.
Yeah, the whole aspect of being an artist, something I'm not very good at actually drawing with my hand. I'm sure that.
I think more than anything, that's probably what they're used for.
I mean, would say yes.
Sketching and drawing and things like that. I have a friend who's a very gifted artist, sketch, drawing, and a number of friends that are actually, but this particular guy well uses a tablet and does a lot of 2D animation. So.
What about freaking Zero?
Yeah, he doesn't do his art on the computer.
Okay.
No, he does all his sketching stuff. He'll bring it in Photoshop and colorize a lot of things, you know, but he doesn't really sketch with that. He likes to use a pen.
Sure.
On paper.
Some people need that tactile feel.
But a friend of mine, Sean, he uses a tablet and, you know, that's what he draws with always. Something to look into if you like to draw, and especially if you don't draw on the computer already, because you can pick up tablets for as cheap as like $100 or something. So
$100, easy, yeah.
There you go. And today on the show, we're talking about entertainment, and there's kind of a form of entertainment, drawing. You know, even if it's just sketching or, you know, friends come over. I mean, used to do a lot as a kid, stuff like that, but drawing and sketching. But I mean, it can still be a form of entertainment, even if you're just doodling while you're on the telephone.
I love it myself. I find it to be a form of entertainment. People who work at a computer all day think that kind of thinking is a little whacked, but I don't do that 8 hours a day. So when I get to do that kind of stuff, I find it entertaining for sure.
This morning, we're talking about entertainment. There's all kinds of like family entertainment. You know, things that you can do with the kids or, you know, with your wife.
Sure. Board games. Or is that the kind of thing you're thinking about? Or
Anything. Yeah. There's one thing that comes to mind is board games. Sure. Playing games, family or friends come over and stuff like that and play board games and card games. Things like ice skating and roller skating. Mm. Forms of entertainment.
I used to roller skate when I was a teenager.
Just going out to see bands. We talked about our bands. I mean, going out to see a band is definitely a form of entertainment.
One of my favorite, actually. Mm-hmm. So the Big Sugar Show last Tuesday was amazing. Like Gordy Johnson, who is from the Windsor area. Mm-hmm. He's lived here for a while. He's an amazing musician and entertainer and doing an amazing tour across Canada.
Yeah, that's very cool. What I like about him is he's pretty kind of raw.
Very
he's got
raw.
A raunchy sound. Mm. Sort of. He's not a clean player. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I like that. Like a lot of the great guys from way back are, you know what I mean? Like Jimmy Page, dirty player.
And they were both producers because they know it. They know how to produce clean and make something sound really nice and highly produced and polished and all that. But
their playing is just totally rough. Different. Yeah. Exactly. And what's his name there from Deep Purple?
Richie Blackmore.
Richie Blackmore. Very dirty. He can be very clean, but he's always had, especially in the past, like a really raunchy sound and almost messy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people said Jimmy Page was sloppy. That was a word that was used often.
Well, Page was could be on, more on the sloppy side as well, but he was gifted. You know what I mean?
He was gifted, so, and I would have to say that his playing before he became a heroin addict probably wasn't as sloppy as it was afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heroin will have a way of doing that to you. Mm-hmm. What about sporting events?
Sporting events. Huge entertainment.
Well, it's one of the bigger entertainment industries out there, I'd have to think. Like, you know, there's TV deals for college football, NFL, and, you know, hockey on TV and going to see a game. We're pretty blessed being right next to a major metropolitan area across the river. We can go see a football game just downtown Detroit. We can go see the Tigers play. We can go see the Red Wings play at Joe Lisley Arena. It's all like less than half an hour away from here. We're very lucky that way.
Did you play sports when you were a kid?
I played baseball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as I got older, I started getting into tennis. And now I'm a huge golfer.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm up to 300 pounds now.
Whoa.
Huge golfer.
I played 5 years for Riverside Minor when I was a kid, but hockey. I just haven't been into sports ever since I stopped playing hockey as a kid. Really? Yeah,
it was traumatic, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't traumatic, right? It doesn't do anything for me, really. Right. You know what I mean? I don't mind playing anything, you know, baseball, football, you know, and even later in school, I didn't mind playing anything, but.
Yeah, you're all about the fun.
I can't say I don't find sports fun to play.
Right.
But I mean, to watch it, it doesn't do anything for me to watch sports.
No matter what
it is. No, it doesn't really matter what it is. You know, some things are, you know, it's kind of fun to watch some late playoff hockey games where there's lots of fights and everything. Yeah. I don't mind watching the MMF and boxing and things like that.
Constant action.
Yeah, I guess it's constant action and
so you're not a big
physical sport like that.
Baseball, too boring. Golf, too boring.
Yeah, no.
It's hard to watch that stuff myself even, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, until it gets into the playoff season.
And then there's, of course, those fun things like Frisbee.
Frisbee.
Yo-yo. Lana's cousin's kid just got turned on to yo-yos. He's a little guy, right?
Sure.
And so I was playing a little with his yo-yo, and I hadn't used a yo-yo in a long time, but I was a professional.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, this week's Quotes and Quips, let's dedicate it to
all the fine listeners who pledged money last week during CJAM's Pledge Week and raised the money for another fine year of quality programming in Windsor, Detroit.
That's right. And this one comes to us from Plato.
Plato, really?
Not Plato.
No, my dad would teach me about Plato.
Like, oh, yeah?
As a teenager growing up, as if I wanted to know about Plato, but...
My dad taught me about Plato too. We used to make all kinds of funny things out of it. Anyway, this is from Plato, and it's based on entertainment or fun. And he says, you can discover more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation.
A year?
That's what Plato says.
An hour of play.
An hour of play.
Not an hour of Plato, but an hour of play.
Right. Of course.
Maybe he was thinking, what do you think he's thinking there? People are more really themselves when they're at play as opposed to when they're trying to be something that they want you to perceive they are.
Yes, exactly.
You let your guard down when you're at play.
Yeah. You're just more open and more fun.
Sure. I wonder if he was thinking of sex at all.
I don't know.
Depends
on who he's playing with.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like back in those days, Plato's days, what consisted of play back then, I wonder? Were they playing cards? No. Or were they playing chess or shooting horseshoes? Or I'm just curious.
I don't know exactly what they were doing there then for fun.
They must have had something, right?
Well, sure.
Every age has their idea of play.
And just before we take off here, we want to mention a few things like... Take off, eh? Did I say eh?
I did.
It's really Canadian. Want to mention that you can check out the Morning Show Facebook page. You can just search...
Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
That's what you can search? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Did we establish that at some point?
Did a fine job of that.
Oh, thank you. You can go like that. And we always post the... you can listen to the shows after all the time on the CJAM website, cjam.ca. And as well, we throw them up on the Facebook page as well because, from time to time, we post something up there, here and there.
Make it easy for people to listen to the show if they missed it.
Yeah. And so we're pretty much out of time this week.
Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.